Hey, hey. Now, I believe Peter is at an airport.
Is he?
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, is there an awards night coming up? Peter Ford, good morning.
I'm only going to Auckland. Oh, you can hear that. I swear to you, after 30 years, every time I go on air, suddenly they start doing the boarding announcements.
Well, that's
I'm only just going, zapping to Auckland for a couple of days for work.
Sad, sad day for people that love Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, Christine McVie, 79 years old. That was the first thing that I thought, that's not possible, surely. But yeah, she was 79 years old, older than the other people in the group. And she was very talented. I mean, even as a solo performer, if you've got Spotify or Apple Music, anything, go and check out her work under the name Christine Perfect. And you can very much see the genesis of her, particularly her songwriting style, that of course then went on, and she went on to write so many big hits for Fleetwood Mac. And of course it was her brother, John McVie, which is where they get half of the name Fleetwood Mac from, got her into the group. Mick wasn't that keen on her actually, but she got in, and of course she proved to be fantastic and very, very close friends with Stevie Nicks. You know, I know the narrative always becomes two women in the band, they must hate each other, but if you go on Instagram, or even if you follow me on Twitter, I've just posted up the handwritten letter that Stevie Nicks has posted about the loss of her best friend. And she said she only found out on Saturday night. She wanted to fly to London, and they asked her to not do that. And she's just so distressed and saddened. It's you'll probably have a cry if you read it,
yeah.
But it's a beautifully written letter. So, yeah, we take our hats off to her today. And I bet there's a lot of people in Perth this morning who are thinking, gee, I'm so glad I went to see them in 2019.
Yeah, at the Perth Arena, I was one of them, and they were still in top form back then. Really sad.
I think there'll be a fair run of music around that throughout the course of the rest of this week. Carrie Bickmore's departure from the project, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought it was as you would expect it to be. It was, you know, classy, just as Tracy did last week. She pinpointed the various people and departments that are vital to getting a TV show to air. But of course, you've also had this added dimension with Carrie that she's had such terrible hardships and personal loss and grief that she's dealt with over the last, 13 years. And she talked about how that show and the people on it that helped her get through that. So I thought it was just beautifully done, classy and professional. Whereas with Lisa, that was all over in a second, and you felt she had the cab waiting at reception and she was out of there. But last night, you really felt like she was saying goodbye to a really close-knit group of people.
Yeah, she's certainly well-loved as well to those that follow that program. Pete, good on you. Enjoy your flight.
Have a good day.